What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds. I'm your host, Sean Mott, and today I have Griffith Johnson with me to fan cast our picks for the MCU Fantastic Four. What is up, my man?
Yo, how's it going, dude?
It's going good. I was watching a little bit of the new MODOK show earlier.
Oh, yeah. How is that? Is it?
It's really funny. Yeah, it's... See, I tweeted this from the Metalcore Nerds Twitter, but it's pretty much if Robot Chicken made a Marvel show. It's exactly what you'd imagine.
I definitely kind of got that vibe from the trailers there.
Yeah, the Robot Chicken is a part of it, so it is actually Robot Chicken if they made a Marvel show. Which is cool. It's funny, though. I've only watched like 2.5 episodes, but it's funny. Patton Oswalt is hilarious. It still has... They have some, like... crazy Marvel deep cuts already 3 episodes in, like Master Pandemonium, which is a guy from like a Scarlet Witch and Vision comic. He's like one who controlled the twins when they were first found out to be fake. And he's like a weird demon who has demon hand puppets, and he was in it at like as a host of a talk show. And I was like, wow, this is some like wild Marvel like lore to put into like a claymation Marvel Hulu show.
Yeah, okay.
But it's definitely funny.
Yeah good. I had no idea about any of that, and I saw like a trailer and stuff. I saw like Four Year Strong tweet that they had their cover in the trailer, and I was like, what is this? So I looked it up, and I was like, this looks nothing like to what like the Marvel shows I'm used to right now. So I definitely need to check it out. It looks awesome.
Definitely way different. There was actually supposed to be like a Hulu like contained universe. Like Kevin Smith was supposed to do a Howard the Duck show. There was supposed to be this like hit monkey show, which is crazy ninja monkey. And then they were all going to team up in a show called The Offenders, but they all got canned.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. They all got canned when the Marvel TV merger happened, when Kevin Feige became like head of all things Marvel, and they kind of got rid of everything. But this show was so far, I think it was already being made. So they're like, okay, we're going to finish this because there's no point of scrapping it if we're already partway into it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's going to be one season. And that's it.
Okay. Word.
We'll see, I guess.
I need to throw that on my watch list for sure. It definitely looks unique and different.
Yeah, it's fun. Like I said, it's nothing nothing crazy, but it's a fun watch.
Yeah, definitely.
I see that. I appreciate a fun watch. Mm-hmm. Before we get into all this, if you are new to Metalcore Nerds, this is a podcast where I take people from the metal, heavy metal, metalcore community, and we talk about pop culture, have people see a little different side of these human beings that no one's really seen. So pretty much when I was talking to your manager, Bill, he's like, yo, you got to have Griffith on your podcast. He loves Marvel and the MCU. Yeah. And I was like, all right. And then
sick.
All of this, you know, ever since for a while now, but it seems like it's been ramping up the whole who's going to be in the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially with kind of, you know, Emily Blunt is kind of like in Quiet Place 2 interviews being like, yeah, everyone's asked me about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's almost like, is she going to be in it? Is she not? Who's
talking about this anymore? I saw her post like something about like, she's like, I don't like superhero movies. Like personally, I wouldn't want to be in one. So like, I don't know, but like that she could just be blowing smoke to throw off, you know, off of everyone's trail and everything like that. I feel like that's something that definitely seems like they could be doing.
Exactly. Like Tatiana Maslany said, I'm not She-Hulk after the rumor, or like not even a rumor, like THR and Deadline were reporting that she was playing She-Hulk, and she was like, I'm not playing She-Hulk. And then 2 months later, she's playing She-Hulk, you know? So it's this weird, like, if anyone denies it, it's almost confirming that they're doing it.
Exactly. And that's what that's what Andrew Garfield did for the Spider-Man 3 here. He said something. He was like, dude, I never got any calls. Like, oh, it would be so much fun, but I'm not on it. Like, I got no part in it. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I definitely think that made me like even more suspicious than ever now.
Yeah, the worst acting he's probably done in his entire life.
Dude, for real. He's like, oh.
Like, what? Me?
Yeah.
Play Spider-Man? Who's Spider-Man?
Like, I would never do that role again. That's crazy. But like, sure, it'd be fun. And I'm like, all right, dude, like, tight. I'm going to freak out when you pop up on screen.
Yeah, exactly. And there's news kind of fluctuating around that trailer or a teaser is going to come out in June or July. Which makes sense. The movie comes out in December.
Yeah.
But like all the stuff that happened for Venom, the Venom 2 movie, like all the social media sites updating and stuff, all that stuff starting to happen for Spider-Man. So everyone's pretty much saying like, oh, it's coming
soon. Yeah. I'm sure they'll put something in the trailer that gets people jazzed, like some little cool Easter egg or something. But I don't think they're going to have like these crazy reveals or anything. And then those things will happen when kids are sitting like in the seats for like the first time. And they're, oh my God, I can't believe we have like all three Spider-Mans on the screen at once. And it's going to be nuts.
That's definitely what I hope they save it for the movie.
Even
they can hint at it in the trailer, but I do not want to see Tobey Maguire's face. I do not want to see Andrew Garfield's face.
Save it
for the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll see. But since Marvel Studios has a hand in it, and they are the kings of trailers without showing jack shit, I feel like they're going to be like, yo, do not fucking put that in there.
I completely agree. I have every confidence after 12 years of this, like they can do anything and I'll like trust in it. Even if it like seems sketch at first, I'm like, it always works out and I've never been like disappointed by anything. So I think they know what they're doing.
Exactly. Going back in time a little bit.
Yes.
What got you into this stuff? Like, was it shows when you were a kid? Did you read comics when you were a kid? Like what got you into nerd shit?
I think the earliest, I didn't actually get into reading like comic books and stuff until like later on in life. But I think the first thing that I remember being like really like nerding out about was Lord of the Rings. I think those movies were coming out when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11, and like that was the biggest hype and like fandom that like I could like process. Other than that, like Star Wars, all obviously like right around that same time too. And then I think the first like Marvel thing I really got into was the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. I remember my brother like bought it on DVD and brought it home, and he's like, dude, we gotta watch this. And I was like, this is crazy. And he put it on and I was like, it like blew my world. I thought it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's what kickstarted it. And then, you know, when Iron Man came and everything like that, I was like, oh, it's just another sweet like superhero movie. And then like I had like my friends explain to me like what like the end credit scenes meant or like where they were going with it and like establishing everything. I was like, what, they're gonna like connect movies and like bring characters together? And like, yeah, dude, it's gonna be awesome. And I was like, this is insane. And then, you know, when Avengers came out, I was like, okay, this is like the real deal. This is really awesome stuff.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Like
when I
was a kid, it was all like the animated Batman show, X-Men, and the Spider-Man show. That's like what I grew up on. And Power Rangers. So I was a big Power Rangers.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles guy.
Oh, yeah.
I had all those toys and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Perfect. It was really that stuff. And then it was always just like, I'd go watch any movie that came out. Like I loved the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Those were fantastic. I really liked
the X-Men movies when I was a kid and everything.
Yep.
The MCU is what really dove me into this deep, dark hole of nerd.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I'm definitely
pretty much my wife bought me comics like 5 or 6 years ago and then just never stopped. And I just keep buying them. We have like 4 bookshelves in our living room and probably I can fill up. There's 3 or 4 shelves that are all just trades.
Wow.
At this point, I just keep buying them.
That's very intense. I love it.
Yeah, I just love reading them. You know? That's the cool thing about comics is that most of them are nothing like the movies, but they do a good, especially the MCU, do a really good job of adapting them in a new and smart and updated way.
Exactly. So
it's like always cool to read something and be like, oh, this is where that came from. Like that's how I was during like all of WandaVision, because I read House of M like a year ago. I read the Tom King Vision series like a few months before WandaVision. So I was like, oh, okay, they're taking stuff from everything and just mixing it. Yeah. I was like, this rules.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That's what they do.
Yeah, exactly. I was reading one of the newer Civil War issues like the other day, and I hadn't read any of them before, and it was super cool to like know like the movie Civil War and then see how the comics came before and like what was similar and what was different and everything like that. And it was just, it was sweet to see like how they took spins on it. They kept like the same core story there, but like they have different characters doing different things in the movies and the comics and stuff. And it was fresh. It's, you know, if they did it, if they made the movies the exact same way as the comic books, it, for anyone who read the comic books, it wouldn't be nearly as cool. So it's like, I'm glad that they're able to keep it fresh and like put like new spins on it and things like that, but still keeping it the same and stuff that makes sense, you know?
Exactly. That's what I love about the MCU in general. DC is like, you know, hit or miss with a lot of people. I enjoy a lot of their stuff, but
yeah,
Marvel's obviously found a perfect formula to make all this stuff work. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's perfectly well crafted. And yeah, like I said earlier, like anything they do, I'm like, as crazy as it sounds, like I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for sure. Cause they've never like, I don't think they've ever made like a bad movie within all those there. So I'm like, whatever they do, I'm down with it.
For sure. Yeah. I'm the same exact way. That's why I like they're doing a bunch of weird shit now. Cause they can.
Yeah.
They've like,
yeah, exactly.
That rapport with people. So they're like, oh, we're going to bring out the weird shit now. Let's fucking go.
Right. I mean, you make like 20, you make like 23, like typical, like superhero movies. Like, yeah, they're all well connected and stuff, but it's like, you know, a villain and you know, the bad guys do something crazy and then the good guys get together and stop them and everything like that. And just in the nick of time to save the world and stuff. And it's somewhat predictable as far as like superhero movies, and you know, it's not terribly different plot wise than like the older Marvel movies they've done. So now it's cool to do like stuff that like people are like, what the hell is even like happening? You know, it's like, it's cool. It's cool to see that.
Yeah, for sure. So one more question before we dive into this fan casting.
Yeah, let's do it.
Favorite MCU movie?
Ooh, yeah, it's gotta be Endgame. That's the best. Yeah. I love so many others, but that one is just the pinnacle of everything. And that's my favorite movie in general out of anything. And it's going to be hard to see like Marvel top that, you know, but that's definitely my favorite.
It's my favorite too. Well, it kind of switches because Winter Soldier is right there for me, but it's like the spectacle. Yeah. It's like one thing where Winter Soldier is the best like non-Avengers MCU movie, probably by a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I agree with that.
They kind of like change the kind of tone of the MCU in a way.
Definitely.
And there's like that merit to that, but then Endgame just did so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to compare Endgame to anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie is a perfect movie. It's definitely in my top five movies of all time.
Damn,
my top four movies of all time. Great. I love that. I love that movie. I think it's
what's like your number one?
It's going to be very hard for them to top it.
Yeah.
Probably Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, it's word. Like, okay. Our guitarist Brandon, that's his favorite movie, and I've like seen it once. He like made me watch it, and I was stoked on it, but I was like super tired and like dozed off, so I need to sit down and rewatch it. But everyone who loves that movie,
crazy. Movie.
Yeah, everyone who's seen that movie is like, oh yeah, this is like my favorite movie. So I need to like give it some like a full attention there.
It's very, very, very good movie. I just say it holds a special place in my heart for sure. And this the Circa album, Juturna.
Yeah.
It's all the whole album is based on that movie.
Really?
Oh, I did not know that. No, I guess.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. But very cool. Like all if you like watch the movie and then listen to the lyrics, you're like, oh,
crazy. Damn. Okay.
Like it all. Like the last song called "Meet Me in Montauk," which is like it's like a line from the movie near the end.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah.
Damn, that's very cool.
It's a good movie. I definitely recommend revisiting it at some point.
Yes. Sure. Oh, I for sure will. Yeah. Yeah. Never heard anything bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people. Some people, it's not their favorite movie, but they're always like, "Oh, it's a great movie."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite Jim Carrey movie by a long stretch, and there's a lot of other Jim Carrey movies that I like, but it's such a different Jim Carrey performance than the norm, so that's why I really like it. Rules to this fan casting. Ground rules,
but it's, you know, it's got some different
they're still funny parts.
Okay, let's do it.
But yeah, some ground rules to this fan casting. Pretty much the only rules are they can't be already in the MCU already. Unless there's like a kind of like a Gemma Chan kind of thing where she was alien and now and she died and now she's playing Cersei in Eternals or something like that. Like if someone was like just voiced someone or was in crazy makeup and could play themselves, that I'd be cool with. Okay. And I didn't list this in the notes, but I would imagine that you did not pick anyone that has been in a live action version of the Fantastic Four already. I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was picking all French people. Yeah. I got you.
Same. Cool. So we're going to go character by character, and then we'll list who we did, and we'll talk about it and see what we think of each other.
Yeah, let's do it.
If anyone is watching live and they want to chime in to what you did, I did an Invincible episode, and we ended up fan casting the live action version just off nowhere. Word.
Okay.
That was really fun. We just like we didn't even plan it. We're just like, oh, this would be cool, and just kept going.
Sweet. Okay.
But I have done one other fan casting for the podcast. I did the MCU version of the X-Men.
Oh, okay.
I did the fan cast for that. Interesting. Pretty much like the core group.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, this is it.
Definitely kind of the same thing. But yes, obviously the biggest fan cast is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to play Reed Richards and Sue Storm.
Yep.
So we are going off the path of that because, like we said earlier, it's either going to happen or it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
We really don't know.
Yeah.
There has been no real rumors either way, you know, of any casting of any form.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they'll probably announce something soon, maybe near when Spider-Man comes out, because John Watts is directing it.
Yeah.
And I know they're like finishing up No Way Home, so
they
don't really need to. And it's not like Marvel needs anything to promote anything. That like so much shit.
It's just
a crazy rolling freight train of content coming out.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah, everyone's understand already
said why they haven't. Yeah, exactly. So first off, Ben Grimm, The Thing, who do you got?
Dude, I did Jonah Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to pick someone who is kind of goofy and who's done like more comedy stuff. My first initial thought was John C. Reilly, but he's in Guardians, so I didn't want to cross that over.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Jonah Hill would be good. He's done a handful of serious movies to where he's proven that he's more than just like a stupid teen actor or something. So I don't know. I think he would be awesome. I think he could really pull that off and do it well.
I never thought of that. And that's like a really good pull, honestly. My main, so I went younger and I started playing it out with, I actually started with Doom, which I have like last.
Yeah.
And then I kind of built it around it to see, like, I pictured the group in my head of how they would look together. And that's how I went about it to build it all out.
That's but super smart.
The sense, because my wife, Sam, made, I think the Kevin Smith podcast was talking about how maybe it won't be John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. And she made a good point. She was like, oh, well, maybe they're going to go younger because, you know, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are in their 40s. Which, I mean, they've done that before. Like Robert Downey Jr. was in his 40s when he started Iron Man.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd was in his late 40s when he started Ant-Man, and he's still going. So it's possible for an older group to go, but
yeah, I really that's think a good point.
They're gonna want to keep these people around, but they also might want to go younger. So
I
went for a younger, and mine is a Marvel redemption story. All right, Dane DeHaan,
who
was in Chronicle. He was in Amazing Spider-Man too.
Yeah.
He's got like a cool voice, and obviously it's going to be mostly voiced after they get their powers and everything. He's just going to be, because my initial thought and my big fan casting for it has been John Cena for a while, because I think he would just be great.
That's true. He would be a good pick. I like that one.
But since I went younger, it didn't really make sense. And like, I was picturing the rest of this cast just next to John Cena in the beginning. And I was like, this would not make any sense.
Yeah. That's a little outrageous. I like that one, dude. I think Dane does a good job in the roles that he does, especially if you're going a younger, like kind of, I don't know, volatile person. I feel like he has like all of his characters start out as like, he has like a good heart and is like a good guy, but then like something happens and he goes like crazy.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I think that's a great pick actually.
And he was like one of the last ones I picked because I like couldn't think of it. I was like, man, who would make sense with the rest of this group? Like,
yeah,
it's got to fit in and it's got to be kind of like a normal-ish guy because all these actors, well, Johnny Storm, when I get to Johnny Storm, I wouldn't say he's a normal actor, but most of them are kind of like, you know, just 30s. They haven't really been in a lot of huge stuff. It's, you know, they've either been in TV shows as like the lead or close to the lead or some pretty big movies. Like, obviously, he was in Amazing Spider-Man 2, which a lot of people don't like, which is fair.
I don't know. I love that movie.
He's one of the parts that people don't like either. So,
yeah.
It could be that I know there was rumors of him showing up in Spider-Man No Way Home. But we'll see. So that's why I picked him for this, because technically he's still not in the MCU.
Right. Even if it's like a crossover from like a, you know, the Amazing Spider-Man or something, that's fair and fits your rules. So we're good on that.
Yeah. So that was my pick. This is, I think, where things will start to make sense with my group, maybe.
Okay.
So for Johnny Storm, I kind of have two because one is kind of a popular one. They're both kind of pretty popular ones, but I think they both make perfect sense. So I had Zac Efron as Johnny Storm because I just think he would be perfect.
Yeah.
Or Dacre Montgomery, who I actually fan cast to be Cyclops in X-Men in my X-Men fan casting. But he was the Red Power Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie, which apparently no one saw.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
But he was he was Billy in Stranger Things as well.
Oh,
the latest season.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he would be a really good pick.
I could see
both
that.
Of these guys were, because I put Zac Efron with an asterisk because I really want Zac Efron to be Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
like very, very badly.
Yep, I think
he would just be perfect.
Yeah,
for Adam Warlock, and he's one of these actors in Hollywood that's pretty big, and he just hasn't been in a superhero role. And I feel like it's just a matter of time.
That's
what happens. He's 34.
Really? Oh, wow.
He's mad young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of when I was doing all these, like picking out the characters. I was like, there's not like Marvel's got like so many people in it already that it's like, who, you know, they're going to have to branch out and get like new up and coming actors because they're running out of like big, like superstars now. So, I think some of these people, like I kept mine like pretty well known, but I think that they're going to bring in, if not in this movie, then in other movies, they're going to bring in new casts who really haven't done much and who are going to, this is going to be their jumping off point to being the next big superhero.
For sure. Like even Ms. Marvel, complete unknown, even Tiana Paris, who played Monica Rambeau. It's not like she was like a huge actress or anything.
You know? Right. Yeah.
And this is like launching her career, I think, you know,
it's
going to be the same thing it did for like Chris Evans, for Tom Hiddleston. They were around, but as soon as they jumped into this, it made them stars.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I definitely see that stuff happening more. Who did you have for Johnny Storm?
I had Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, okay. That would work.
I was just trying to think of like the most like cocky, arrogant dude that I've ever seen in like any show. And like I just kept thinking of like in Pacific Rim, like he literally like every shot he's like walking with like so much like swag and stuff. And just like he's like the coolest, like he thinks he's like the coolest dude ever. And I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to think of like the most cocky person I could possibly think of. And I don't know. I think you could probably pull it off pretty well.
I think so too. I love Charlie Hunnam. I feel like he's another one of those people where he obviously was great in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Mm-hmm. Most well known for that. But most of his movie roles have been either critically bombed or not really watched.
Yeah,
like Pacific Rim is fine.
Yeah,
it's not like it was the best movie ever, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I haven't watched King Arthur, but everyone who's seen it said they liked it. So
interesting. Yeah, I saw horrible critic reviews on that. I didn't watch it. Like,
yeah,
I was interested in it at first because like I love Charlie Hunnam. Like, I think he's just like
he's
just like a hot dude, and I just like watching him. But like, I like that Arthur movie. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll get around to watching it. But interesting that you say that.
Right.
So.
And yeah, I watched either, but all my friends who've seen it are like, it's a pretty good movie. And I'm like, okay. Well, Guy Ritchie did it, which makes sense, but he was also in The Gentlemen, which was a Guy Ritchie movie that from last year. And that movie was fucking awesome. And he was awesome in it too. Pretty much everyone who's in it was awesome.
I heard that one was really good.
It's fucking dope.
It was like, everyone was just like on point in that movie.
Dude, Colin Farrell in that movie is fucking psychotic. It's
really awesome. Oh, word. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, he's fucking it's a great fucking movie. I definitely recommend that. I think I cast Charlie Hunnam as like Beast or something in my X-Men one. I would definitely love to see Charlie Hunnam in like the MCU or something for sure. He's awesome. He's great. He'd be a great Johnny Storm. That's a good pick. I like your pick so far.
Oh,
they're fun.
Oh, he'd be good.
I like that they're completely different than mine. I like it. Okay, next one.
Sure. Yeah, I think
Silver Surfer.
He's great.
Silver Surfer. Who do you have for Silver Surfer?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool, man. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to do. Yeah, I was like, I was just trying to like.
Oh no, we lost Griffith. We'll wait for him to come back. Oh, he is back.
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you there. Okay, cool. all right. Silver Surfer. I said Robert Pattinson on that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like Silver Surfer is very mysterious and kind of like elegant.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And a lot of these characters have a lot of makeup and everything, so I feel like visually isn't as big as like kind of like body language and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like he could. I was thinking of Tennant, and he's kind of like mysterious and charming.
Yeah.
But he's not like, you know, he doesn't have like a ton of personality, I think. So like, I don't know. Sure. I think he could fit pretty well in that role.
Oh, I completely agree. Robert Pattinson's awesome. He's fucking great.
Yeah,
kind of anything kind he's of done was slept on, but is sweet. Is not getting slept on now, which is cool.
I think he's like a good actor, and then Twilight like set him back like I think like 10 years, and now he's like overcoming that, which is like I don't even think he's like terrible in Twilight, but I don't know.
It's kind of weird because Twilight's the reason he was able to do all these indie movies, because he was just set for life. So he's like, oh, I can do all these movies that I don't give a fuck if anyone sees. And now he's coming back into like the limelight. Like he did Lighthouse, he's doing like, he did Tenet,
bigger blocks,
Batman, Busters coming out and everything.
Which
is fucking great. That's good. I kind of went in a similar lane.
Okay. For Silver Surfer, who'd you got?
It was the same thought I had, because it's going to be CGI probably. They'll probably mocap the character.
Yeah.
Even his face is probably not going to look like the person who's playing him. Mm-hmm. I had Keanu Reeves.
Oh damn, dude, that's a good pick. Oh, I like that one. Yeah,
mostly because there's been all these reports that Marvel wants Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
And Keanu Reeves is kind of the type of guy where if he's playing anything kind of normal, he's kind of going to be looked at as like the Keanu Reeves type, like like Neo or John Wick or whatever.
Yep.
The only kind of other role I could see him doing, which has been a popular fan cast, is Ghost Rider. But I kind of want to see someone new do, like, I feel like the Keanu Reeves Ghost Rider will kind of be like the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider in a way.
Yeah. That's relatively similar, I think.
But all of these, like, Christian Bale's pretty much going to play a CGI character and just voice him and probably mocap him. So, to me, like, nothing's off the table for big actors to do the same thing. Like, if Christian Bale's doing it, you know, an Oscar nominated and winning actor.
Right.
Keanu Reeves can do it too. You know?
Exactly. Damn. No, that's a good one. I think with Silver Surfer, like wherever he comes in here, he's gonna be, I think, the bridge between like big, like you know, interdimensional space stuff and like the Fantastic Four on Earth. So I think he's gonna be important, and he's gonna need to like be a character who can have cool stuff happen to him, like individually instead of like along with the Fantastic Four. So I think that's a great pick, actually. I really like that one.
Here's this comment from my boy Rob. Cast DeVito as the Torch. No. Oh, we should cast Danny DeVito as Mole Man, though.
Oh,
him as
okay.
Mole Man is actually perfect fan casting because he just looks like him.
Yeah, he's already a Mole Man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Okay,
so tight. Just keep him there.
Yeah, sweet.
Him
sweet.
As the Torch. Wow. All yeah, right, I saw... here's the big. Yeah, we're getting into the big guns now. All right. Mm-hmm. Sue Storm. I had Hayden Panettiere. She was in Heroes.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Nashville.
Dang, dude.
Beth Cooper.
I totally forgot about her. And then she had she does a cameo, a few roles in Malcolm in the Middle. And I was like, and she's young in that show. She's I think she's 14 in that. And it was years before Heroes. And I was
right.
Oh, damn. Me and my wife were watching episode and she was it's Hayden Panettiere. And I was oh, damn. I totally forgot about her. She was sweet. I liked her, dude. She was a huge high school crush of mine in high school. So I think, to see her come back and do something would be, I think she'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. She, even in Heroes, she kind of played a similar role to Sue Storm in a different kind of way because she was a teenager, but I can totally see her. And like I said, I try to picture all these people together in a group and, really being Marvel's first family. And it's kind of like a Emily Blunt kind of pick in a way because she's way younger and everything, but she's never really done. Yes. She did I Love You, Beth Cooper and stuff like that, smaller comedy movies.
Yeah.
But obviously she's been a big part of two pretty big TV shows. So why not make that switch into,
exactly.
The superhero land.
And I mean, these Marvel movies are set up similar to a TV, where instead of, hour episodes, you get 2-hour movies and they're all interconnected and you have got casts going all over them. So if someone who is proven themselves in TV could do that, I think going into movies, I think Marvel would be a great setup for them there.
Hell yeah. Perfect. Who'd you have for Sue Storm?
I did Ana de Armas. She was in, she was Knives Out, Blade Runner 2049. I don't know. I was just trying to think of, I don't know how she looked blonde.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. So
maybe she won't be blonde.
That's true. Yeah. You might not have to do that, but I was just trying to think of someone who is hot, but not who's not really I don't know, bodacious about it, I guess. It pretty much anything right. The opposite of Jessica Alba, still, trying to keep the core of, I don't know. I don't know. I just think she'd be sweet. I really like her as an actress and I just want to see more movies with her in general. Great. Yeah. I think any role I've seen, she's really good.
Yeah. Going back to, The Gentlemen, if you like Knives Out, you'll definitely like The Gentlemen.
Okay.
As the kind of the has the same feel to it, almost Tarantino-y feeling, but action movie kind of thing. It's
word. It's okay. I'm going to throw that up on my list and make that a priority to watch.
good. But yeah, that's a great one.
Armas, cool.
I feel like she's ripe to be in the MCU as well. Or
any superhero. Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's done a few big movies. I mean, Knives Out was the first lead that I think she had. That was a big movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she's gonna be in the new Bond too. So it's she's got a taste for franchise, I guess. So I don't know. I think she's awesome, and I think she could be, hot and but also smart and intelligent and get stuff done and not just be a pretty face. So
Rob has another good one. This is actually a really good one. Katie Sackhoff for Sue Storm.
Sackhoff. I'm not familiar with her.
She's Bo-Katan in The Mandalorian.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She was in Battlestar and a bunch of action stuff.
Sick. Okay, I can see that too. Great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if they did an older one, I could see Katie Sackhoff doing it. Katie Sackhoff's kind of, and she's already in the Disney family. I'm glad she got Bo-Katan and stuff, because she actually voiced the character in the animated version too. So she's like one of the
few people
who went from
animated, word,
yeah, went from animated to live action, which is
dang, that's really cool,
rare thing. It's a good call, Rob.
Yeah, definitely.
Good call.
Yeah, good call. Well done, Rob.
Well done, my friend. Well done. He was actually he did my Justice League episode, and he was in the first MCU trivia night. He won his first match, and then it got demolished his second match.
Oh, bummer. Oh, that sucks.
The dude that won beat him, so it's you can't be mad at that.
Okay, there we go.
It's on. Galactus, the Devourer of Worlds. Who did you have? It's the same thing. It's kind of Silver Surfer. Doesn't really need to be the face. It's really just the voice for the most part.
Yep. I did. I had Ian Glenn from Game of Thrones.
Oh
yeah, he plays Jorman in Game of Thrones. I was watching the Resident Evil movies this past week, and he's kind of the main like umbrella like doctor dude in that one. And I was like, I don't know, he's similar to Silver Surfer. He's very like elegant, like proper English dude, or like like UK dude or whatever. But I don't know. I think he'd be cool. He has like a sinister tone to him. I feel like he could pull that off well. But yeah, again, he's like all CGI. So like, I don't know. I think he'd be cool. I think he'd be a good job.
He also played an older Bruce Wayne in Titans.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think
he's awesome. I love that actor. He's great.
He's really good in Game of Thrones. Probably one of my favorites. So, but like he is a very like heroic role. So like, I think, getting a taste of him in like Resident Evil as being like a mysterious villain, I think Galactus would be good with him.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I went Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman.
Oh, okay.
He did, Batman in the animated series.
Yeah.
Like one of the most famous voice actors
of our generation,
pretty much.
Yeah, okay. That's
kind of the same thing. Yeah, that's why I was thinking like, It's got to be like a commanding voice.
Yeah.
So
and
I was like, what's more commanding than Kevin Conroy?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting to pick like someone who is like thrives in like the voice acting, instead of like like live action. That's something I didn't even think about. But you're right, with all these CGI characters, it's like you don't need a face, and you need like the voice is the most important thing. So going after like a voice like strong character or like a strong actor on that is that's rad. I like that.
Yeah, it'd be wild to get like a obviously huge DC name over Marvel.
Yeah,
I don't think
it
would ever happen, but if it did, it'd be fucking crazy.
yeah, people would be outraged. Like all the DC diehards would die. That'd be great,
because he actually got to play a live action version of Batman in the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover. He was like the Kingdom Batman, and he was in this because he's an old dude, an older dude. So he could not play like a real live action Batman, definitely not. So he was like this old Batman in this like suit that helped him walk and shit.
Oh, interesting. How was his acting in that?
It was pretty good. It was kind of like a short scene, but it was good. It was cool.
Okay.
It was really cool to see him. That was kind of the crossover that cemented the multiverse in DC live action shit, because they combined all the worlds. Cause that's one of the biggest complaints about DC that I see is it's hard to keep up, because there's like the CW verse, and now there's like HBO shows, HBO Max shows, and then there's the DCEU, and then there's stuff like Joker and the Batman. They're fully separate.
Yeah.
But then they're just like multiverse. It's fine.
Yeah. One little thing just fixes all their problems. So,
That's what they chalk. They're just like, multiverse. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob coming in hot with the fan casting. Christopher Judge. I gotta look this guy up.
Yeah. Christopher Judge.
He's in Stargate. Oh, he's in God of War. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh. What did you do, like Kratos voice or something?
I'm guessing. Yep.
Yeah.
Kratos,
Okay, word.
Yep, that makes sense.
he would be good. He's got a very strong voice. Again, picking up, we're picking up a well-established voice actor is not a bad pick for that, which is something, I mean, even with pretty CGI characters in the MCU, they haven't gone with someone who's just like popular off of voice acting. So that could definitely be a really cool approach to trying something new. I like that.
Yeah. Good job, Rob. You're doing great on this episode as the honorary third member. Okay, last one, the big one, Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards.
All right.
Who did you have?
Dude, I don't know. This is one that I had struggle with, and I don't know if I love my pick, but I don't know. I couldn't really think of much, and so I went with Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it in a way.
Yeah.
Again, wow. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, I don't know. He hasn't been in anything for like a long time. And I don't know. He was like one of my favorite actors growing up and stuff, in like Lord of the Rings and Pirates. But I don't know. I think he could be like, he's done action movies and he's done franchises. And I think he could do like a good mix of like an action hero, but also like a heartthrob, but also kind of like a reserve kind of like nerdy guy, which Richards might need to be. So I don't know. I'm not like, that's probably my weakest pick, but like, I don't know if he was in it. I think he could pull it off. I think he has what it takes.
If he wasn't already cast as Moon Knight, I would pick Oscar Isaac. Yes. That would be flawless.
That'd be a great pick.
Honestly, Rob. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I had, and again, I thought this is a group thing. This one was hard. I had to talk with Sam over it. And I was like, oh, this is who I got so far. Cause I pretty much had, oh no, we didn't even talk about, we'll go back to Dr. Doom. I forgot the last one. We didn't do Dr. Doom.
Oh yes. Yes.
Okay. But, I had Penn Badgley. He is, Dan Humphries in Gossip Girl. He's Gossip also Girl, in the Netflix show. You.
Yep. That's hilarious. My wife would love that. Those are all the shows she watches. So like, I know him.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like second party, like reserve. Like I've never sat down and watched something with him, but like he's always on in the corner of my house. So,
Gossip Girl's pretty tight. Honestly.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, I'm a sucker for those like teen drama TV series. Like I loved the OC when I was in high school.
Okay.
Then my wife made me just watch all of Gossip Girl because she's like, "You like the OC? You're gonna like Gossip Girl." And I did. I loved it. Lively is in it.
Yeah. There's some pretty good casting in that show. I like the You show. I've seen a handful of. I haven't like sat down and watched it, but it's like crazy. It was playing it. Yeah, and that was definitely. I was like, oh dude, it was like super creepy and stuff. But that was good, and it was good acting. He did. Penn Badgley does a good job at being. You know, he's like, you know, sexy and stuff, but also he's like he's kind of reserved and down to earth also, which I think which I think is good for Reed Richards. I don't think we need like another like really like robust character or, you know, someone really charismatic character out of Reed Richards. But okay, I like that pick. That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like him and Hayden Panettiere going back and forth, like I felt like that made sense.
Definitely.
And kind of like, you know, playing off Dekker Montgomery as like the, you know, almost like the brother-in-law or even DeHaan. Like, I feel like all kind of made sense as a group together.
Yeah. I didn't think too much about like the cross, like interactions, which I should have. And that's like a huge part of that. obviously, but like, no. That's a good idea to, if, you know, whoever is playing Richards and Sue Storm, they got to have good chemistry and they got to go well together.
Right.
And I think that your two picks, like they do that and they work well together.
So Rob, fuck it. Henry Cavill is Reed. I mean,
damn. I mean, I would love that. That would be so sick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just poaching everyone from DC and bringing them over.
There was like people are like cast him as Captain Britain, cast him as whatever. Like even he would be a great Adam Warlock too.
Oh yeah,
he'd be a dope Adam Warlock.
yeah. He's sweet.
Yeah, I love Henry Cavill. Anything. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, for real. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That'd be so.
Dr. Doom. This is my first pick. All right. Okay. Before anything. This is what I picked first and then kind of built from there.
Okay.
Adam Driver.
Oh, word.
He's already played a masked bad guy.
Yeah.
He can be that guy. And it can kind of, because a lot of people, he's the favorite part of the sequel trilogy, which to me he is as well. Yep.
I probably agree.
A lot of people don't like Kylo Ren either. So it could be kind of like one to add on to people who already liked him as Kylo Ren or to other people who didn't quite like him as Kylo Ren as like a redemption thing.
Yeah. Kind of could win him over on that.
A mix of both.
Damn. Okay.
He has that voice. He has that presence.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the dude's a phenomenal actor. Like, even if you didn't like him as Kylo Ren, if you've watched any of his other movies, you can't deny that he's fucking awesome. Like, you just can't.
He's done, pretty much anything he's been in has been really awesome. I think the first thing I ever saw him in was actually like Star Wars. And like, obviously, that's his biggest role.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't think I saw him in anything until after The Force Awakens came out. At first I was like, I don't know about this guy.
It was Girls.
Girls?
Yeah, it's an HBO show.
Okay.
It was pretty big.
Okay.
thank you, Corey. Henry Cavill's anyone. Yeah. He could play anyone in the He could be Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm.
He'd totally be fine. He could be the Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're right, dude.
It's a
like as I said, Henry Cavill is anyone.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, I'm about that. So, yeah.
Who'd you have for Dr. Doom?
I had Alexander Skarsgård. He was in Kong and Godzilla, and I really didn't like him in that. That was the first thing I saw him in. But
True Blood, baby.
Oh, you're right. He is in True Blood. Yeah, I never watched that show. That's been on my list for a while.
He's fucking awesome in it. He's so great.
Yeah, I was watching the Stephen King show The Stand. They made a new one like last year, and he's the villain in that. And I thought he did a really good job in that one. He's like professional and like put together, but he has like sinister undertones. So I don't know. I think he'd be cool. I think he could do a good job on that for sure.
He'd be great.
Mm. Damn! So, now I'm so stoked.
Randall Flagg is who he played
in the. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Rob with his. We're just finished the Rob circle here. Killian Murphy. A popular one. He would be great though.
Ooh, he would be good. Damn, that's a really good one. The other popular one is
Fassbender, which he would also be very good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I would take any of those people.
Yeah, sure. And like they've done superhero movies, so bring him over.
Exactly. Exactly. That's like the one thing. It's like he was Magneto, so would people really want him as another one?
Yeah. I don't know. He would be good, but yeah, that'd be strange. I would too. He could do it, but I think it would be a little off-putting for other people. But
a little bit.
Any of these 12 actors that we chose have anything to do with like Fantastic Four or any Marvel movie, like we're it's right here, dude. That's gonna be sick. And if we actually guess one of these and someone picks it and they cast them as that dude, I'm gonna freak out. That'd be the coolest thing ever.
I would freak out because even making this list, I was like, I am confident in this list. I really like it. I think they would make a great Fantastic Four. But in my mind, I'm like, none of these people are gonna get cast.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe we should just get hired on with Marvel and we can be their casting picks. They're casting people.
Yeah.
Damn, that was fun, dude. Now the more and more like I hadn't like sat down and given this movie a lot of thought. I was just like, it'd be fun to pick all these. But like once I started thinking about it and stuff, it just started rolling in. I was like, damn, I want to do this with more movies now.
I know it's so much fun. So wait, let's go through our list as a whole. I'll go mine first, and you go yours. So I had Ben Grimm, played by Dane DeHaan, Johnny Storm, played by Zac Efron or Dacre Montgomery. Dacre Montgomery is my higher pick because I want Zac Efron as Adam Warlock. Silver Surfer, played by Keanu Reeves. Hayden Panettiere as Sue Storm. Kevin Conroy, voicing Galactus. Adam Driver as Dr. Doom. And Penn Badgley as Reed Richards.
Word.
Your full list, go.
Yeah, I did Jonah Hill as Ben Grimm. Charlie Hunnam as Johnny Storm. Robert Pattinson as Silver Surfer, Ana de Armas as Sue Storm, Ian Glenn as Galactus, Alexander Skarsgård as Dr. Doom, and Orlando Bloom as Reed Richards.
Honestly, I like the group too. It's pretty
okay. Good. Sweet, dude.
I love Jonah Hill as Ben Grimm. Okay, that's like my favorite.
good. That was one I was like, yes, that was one of the ones I was most confident on. So I'm glad I got your stamp of approval on that one.
I really like that one a lot. I mean, Ana de Armas as Sue Storm could actually happen. Like that could actually happen.
I would probably say out of those, that would probably be the most realistic, at least on my list.
Yeah.
We'll see. Damn, dude. Now I'm just like, I can't wait for this movie now. I just like it.
I know.
Like going back and watching like the original Fantastic Four with Chris Evans. Like those were coming out right when I was really getting into like superhero movies. So I remember being like young and like my dad taking me to see those. And I was like, this is so cool. I've never seen anything like as cool as this. And I rewatched them like, I don't know, probably before that, like, the 20th Century remake came out like what, 5 or 6 years ago. I rewatched the originals and I was like, damn, these are pretty bad. So, like I was definitely like, oh, okay. Like a 12-year-old like kid is going to like these movies, but like anyone older is not. So, and then I don't even want to talk about that. Other one they did, that one was a train wreck. I'm so
the beginning of that movie is awesome, and then it just like the rest just happens.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree.
You're confused as to what is happening, and you're just like, "Oh, it's over."
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, it's so weird. I totally agree with that. Like the first, like they did like really strong, like well written, like character development. So like you get to like see where like these kids started out and like where they're going, and like the casting was interesting, but like I rolled with it, I guess. And then, the second half of the movie was just like, and random things happen and it's over. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm so stoked to not only get like a well-made Fantastic Four again, but like one that's integrated into Marvel. Cause like, I don't know, like Fantastic Four is so important in like a lot of the big like comic book storylines, that's just like there's if we could make like they're like the biggest piece missing from like anything that like the MCU hasn't done yet. So I'm just like off the wall stoked that they actually are like pulled the trigger on this and like brought it together and like are making it happen. So and with John Watts too, who's like proven himself, so like I think he's obviously gonna do an awesome job. yeah so it's gonna be great.
Thank you, Lunchbox. It's very nice of you. He called me.
Ooh, I agree.
I mean, honestly, you kind of look like Andrew Garfield, so you should just be Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man as like.
Oh my god, dude! It'd be pretty dope. Gotten that so much, dude. It was amazing Spider-Mans came out. Like, I didn't have a beard, and I think I had about the same length of hair. And like, dude, like every single day, I would get that for like what, like 3 years straight or something. And Andrew Garfield is fantastic. I love him so much. But like, dude, yeah. I heard that so much. Like those
I believe
that the Amazing Spider-Man came out, and I was like, damn, dude. So it's a compliment. That dude is awesome and very handsome. So I'm about it.
Yeah. I mean, you did really well on the social network, if I'm being honest.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That movie rules.
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. They threw it on Netflix recently and I rewatched it, and that movie is awesome. Yeah. It's super good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. But awesome, man. Thank you so much for doing this to me. This is
dude, of course, fun. Man. Thank you so much for having me.
Have this you was, back on.
Yes, please. This was so awesome. I'm really stoked that I could get in this mindset. I wasn't thinking of any of this stuff until you hit me up about it. So thank you very much, man.
Oh, dude, no problem at all. I'll have to have you back for like a Marvel movie panel. I've been having like movie panels for like all the big movies that have been coming out. So
yes, let's do it, man. That sounds great.
Panel discussion about. I mean, there's fucking four coming out this year. So
yeah, yeah, we got plenty of stuff to talk about, and yeah, I'm super hyped.
Yeah. Man. Awesome. Yes, if you are watching live, thank you very much. If you are watching or listening on the replay, also thank you. If you haven't already, follow us on Twitch, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you do use Apple Podcasts, or follow on Spotify or anywhere you find your podcast. All of that helps the podcast grow and continue to be better. And if you haven't already, join the Metalcore Nerds Facebook group. We talk all about the newest nerd news, a million fucking memes, a lot of Invincible memes in the past couple of weeks, obviously, because that's the most popular meme on the face of the planet. And yeah, everything like that. So this was an awesome episode. We'll be back on Tuesday. I'm Joel Haston and I are going to be doing a Loki preview show because he's going to be my co-host for the Loki series after show. So we're going to be doing a preview show, going to talk about what might happen in this series, where this all might be going. And we'll see where the fuck it goes. It's going to be a wild time. So, again, thank you so much, Griffin, for joining us. Check out his band, Fox Lake. They're fucking sick. They have some awesome new music coming out soon. I don't know. I heard a song. I don't know when it's coming out. But
yeah, very soon.
It's fucking awesome. Definitely check out all the things they're doing. He actually posts movie reviews on his personal social media all the time. So go check that shit out, too.
Yeah, let's talk about movies.
Yes, fuck you. And then until next time, guys, this is Metalcore Nerds.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean.